There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, Grant, give us that hot, hot dirt.
It's a Friday dirty day, you guys, and we were talking about Escandalo season finale of what I would be calling it, and we were talking earlier about reports that it looks like Amy Robach and TJ Holmes are going to be out at ABC. This was all pretty much a said, done, and deal, but they hadn't signed the papers when we were talking about this. Mm-hmm. Earlier in the show, but we have an update. Ooh. They have officially signed the papers and are out at ABC.
Wow.
Now, the compensation packages are not known yet, but I'm guessing they're going to be very, very high.
So, wait a minute. Does this mean that they're not going to sue?
Yes.
That was what we were waiting, because they lawyered up,
yeah,
and they were going to war.
So there's a mediation session that was going down all Thursday and into today, and it got real dicey, but apparently they have signed these contracts to walk away. And everything's going to be kind of done with.
It's so interesting to me, because if you're fired from a job, mm-hmm. you don't get compensation. You know what I mean? So this is, you know what, right?
There's definitely like
this is some weird hedging, gray area.
Yeah, there's the idea of hedging your bets in a very odd way. I'm known as Quitney. I've quit 4 to 5 different jobs, 4 of the same job over and over and over again. So I don't really know what it's like to leverage for anything. I just get bored of things. Not bored. I just give up and quit. So I'm really good at quitting.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think you're very right that there is something interesting.
This is strange.
Interesting about it. It's like, I think the end of it is it was such a gray area of if you can get fired, why you're getting fired, and that they are just getting ahead of it, saying, listen,
ABC getting ahead of it.
Yes, ABC's getting ahead of it.
They don't want to do
the legal fees, all that stuff. This is kind of like taking all that legal fees and everything, like an eighth of the legal fees that they would have to do if they came back and sued and said, this is what we're willing to give you.
Yeah.
Go on your way. Here are the facts we have.
Yeah.
And let's be done.
And you know, the other thing that's interesting is they have to hedge their bet. Sorry, we took over your dirt alert.
No, oh, I'm loving this. Keep going. This is what we do.
They had to get ahead of, you know, the possibility. There are people at ABC whose sole job it is, I'm sure, to think about optics and mm-hmm. how a situation looks to the public.
Yeah.
And I think that there was a risk, going back to what you said earlier, Britt, about how there are some people who, for right or wrong, are kind of rooting for them because they look good together. They seem to be in love. Like, yes, there's like a firestorm trail left behind this love story, but whatever. And I think that maybe ABC was worried this could turn into like a, you know, why are you going against people, you know, love, they just want to be together. Like, why, you know, they didn't want it to turn into like a public narrative that could make ABC like look bad in this situation with these lawsuits.
And you're so right, Matt. I think that was actually really good insight just there, because they mm-hmm. are leaking things that give us the reason why, because ABC can't look like we're firing you because you cheated on your significant others. They can't.
Well, they could probably how the contracts are written legally.
I'm saying it would look very bad. They can't do that because it would look bad to 50% of the population, because it's still up in the air or whatever, losing that chunk.
Yeah.
So they've been leaking things of like
other stuff.
Stuff of like people felt uncomfortable. There was more than one affair by him. There was possibly drinking, all those things. So it's like, this has been strategic.
Mm-hmm.
The way that they are dropping this stuff where we go, it's not just the affair. Look at all these other things. And we've all fallen for it 100%. Mm-hmm. And so you go, at the end of the day, if they can reach a legal thing now proactively, or not even proactively, but, you know, and sum this all up in a bow, then they're good.
This happens. Is that you do something that's wrong and it might not be like in its own, and it, that might not be enough to excuse you.
Yeah.
But that then you're under the microscope, and like every time that these guys parked a little bit over the line in the parking lot is going to be documented and resurrected right now. And I mean, you know, every little thing they've ever done ever that in the past has not mattered has now been accumulated onto like a spreadsheet
and a microscope.
Yes. Yeah. And then they're saying this is why this cumulative pile of stuff.
The number one thing they have on this too is other employees felt uncomfortable.
Yes.
And like, even if it was just one person who wasn't even around them, or like they walked in, like that's just enough where we go, okay,
let's cut ties, move on. And like you said, I think this is the best way for them to just sweep it under the rug, not let anything else come out, and they can both, ABC wants to just move on from this.
And absolutely. And like we said, sorry, last word, they're going to pop up somewhere else.
Yes.
Like they're going to be like, you know, another network. They're going to have another job.
Right now. And I'm sure right now there's a non-compete that they got rid of. I'm sure that was part of the negotiation as well.
Yeah. We shall see where that one goes, because like the terms are not out, but they have officially signed. So it is, I mean, this was alleged earlier, but now it is official. So we're going to take a little this dirt alert to the home state of Minnesota and our own rapper Young Gravy. You heard of this young man from Rochester?
Yep.
So Young Gravy is being sued right now by Rick Astley for what he feels is stealing some of the aspects of his famous song, the Rick Rolling song. And this is the song. I'm going to play the song for you by Young Gravy, and you can see the similarities that Rick is accusing him of, and then I'll tell you exactly what he can and can't sue for. So this is the song called Betty Get Money, and in the beginning of it, we even hear Rick's voice, but it's an imitation. So he got the rights to the instrumentals. That's not the issue here.
Because that's what jumps out to me right away.
The instrumental is completely on par.
Yeah, you'd have to be a crazy person to think you were going to get away with that.
He's getting sued right now. Him, his producer, and this guy, a.k.a. Popnik, Nick Seeley, who's the vocal impersonator. The guy we heard at the beginning that sounds like Rick Astley, but it's not. This is actually an impersonator. So they thought that they could get away with, it'd be a lot cheaper to buy an impersonator, have him do that, rather than get Rick to pay Rick to use his voice. So Rick is saying that because of this song, he can now no longer collaborate on a future re-release of this because this song took it away. So he's trying to sue for millions of dollars to Young Gravy over just basically...
This song's huge.
It's huge. It's his biggest hit. It's Young Gravy's biggest hit. So it's $1 million lawsuit right now, multi-million dollar lawsuit, and it's basically just because of Rick's voice being repurposed.
Who is mentoring and guiding Gravy? Because this is not...
It seems like a huge oversight.
Like, who sat in the meeting and was like, yeah, this is a great idea. Like of course he's going to come after this and sue. Like,
also, let's be honest. I don't think, Rick Astley at this point is that inexpensive of a get.
That was going to be my point. How much would it have cost you just to put him on there and share some royalties with him? And that's what he's saying. He's like, I can't now go do the Britney Elton John collab. He thinks that someday he can re-release this song and make it Tiny Dancer like Britney and Elton did. That's not going to happen for him.
Well, honestly, Grant, 10 out of 10 on that dirt alert.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Extra dirty.
And a little local tie.
Love it. Up next, we're going to tell you what we're doing this weekend with our weekend picks at MyTalk 107.1.
All right, gang, it is us. We absolutely love Ham and Eggs. And if you guys haven't been there before, I had a couple friends who went there over the holidays, and they're like, Julia, we hear you talking about it all the time. We're going to go.
Yeah.
Loved it. Loved the service.
What were they looking for? Carpeting pricing, or pricing? Were they getting pricing?
And luxury, the wide plank vinyl flooring, because it looks like wood.
It does.
I mean, it is so beautiful. Amazing. And they also have wood veneer. You can get that as well. But it really is so gorgeous and really, it's
more affordable than you think.
100%. Yeah. And, you know, at Hammernix, they've got all of their installers on staff, which makes that super easy because you don't have to go out and find, you know, be your own general contractor and find them on the side. They have it all for you, soup to nuts. Or you can do it yourself if that's what you like. Great selection, wonderful people, and convenient hours. They're open 7 days a week. That's hammernix.com for more information. When you stop by, tell them Lori and Julia sent you.
Here with fun stuff to do this weekend are Lori and Julia.
Nope, not true.
I was laughing because you said picks. And I'm thinking, like, photos? What? This is radio. More pics.
No,
this
get
is
with
weekend
it.
Events.
Matt, grow up.
I know I need to.
If you want to see Matt, you weekend. Can also see him at 4:30 a.m.
Five
in the morning.
Eyewitness News. Yeah,
please. Five Eyewitness News.
Wake up with us. We'd love it.
Oh, you got to wake up with Matt. It's like a nice cup of coffee.
Yeah, and DVR that 4:30 if you don't want to get up at 4:30 and watch him later.
It felt like an attack on me.
What? I'm like done work, going home, and I'm like, okay, hey, done with TV this morning, gonna go take a nap, and then I'll be there, for the show by 2 or whatever. And then, like, she doesn't respond. I'm like, it's like 9:30. Okay. And then I wake up from my nap, and you confess that you had just woken up and then responded. What time did you get up? 10 o'clock?
Okay. I had a bottle.
I know. You're the baby.
I gave a baby
thing.
5 to 6, and then her and I had a nice 6 to 10 nap. It's fine.
Okay. No, you're amazing. What is on your thing?
Lake Street Dive. You heard of them? They're kind of one of those bands that you've probably listened to their music and you haven't even realized it. They opened up for Brandi Carlile at the Excel Center before.
Oh.
Anyways, they are rocking it hard by themselves. They're going to be at the Palace Theater on Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. Totally got to hit them. You don't even realize how many songs that you know that are Lake Street Dive. They're amazing. Another one I really am like loving in the main room at First Ave tonight is Semisonic.
Oh, that's a good one.
One more shout out. This is the last weekend for Footloose at Chanhassen Dinner Theater. I believe it's the last weekend. I think they might have a week in between, but then prom's coming.
I want to go see prom so badly.
I'm going to prom. And I am trying to talk Julia into dressing up for it.
Oh, that'd be cool.
They're both going to be there, aren't
big
they?
Hair.
They're both going.
Yeah, I assume so. But like, she's like, do you want to come with me? And I was like, yes. But I go, do we wear prom dresses?
That
and then she's like,
so
you're being silly. And I'm like, am I though?
Cute.
Right?
That would be so cute.
Like, what if you came and you wore like a little colored suit?
Boutonniere.
Yeah, like the Dumb and Dumber suit. Right?
Blue and orange.
Right?
Oh my God.
Hitting each other with
Cripes.
Your canes.
Yes!
Oh.
Okay, that's right. Incredible.
Let me hear yours, Maddie B.
I'm all about the St. Paul Winter Carnival, folks. Listen, I've been indoctrinated because this year I had my first opportunity to be there the night they chose the new Klondike Kate.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, Klondike Kate is this, boisterous, voluptuous, fun-loving, boa-wearing individual. And Marette is the new Klondike Kate from Stillwater. Congratulations, Marette. It was so nice to meet you. Anyway, so I got sucked in, if you will, to the vortex. And there's a lot happening in St. Paul, Winter Carnival stuff this weekend. Go. I know it's going to be cold, but that's the whole point of having this winter festival, okay, is that to embrace the cold. There have been ice carvers out at Rice Park, right downtown, since last night at 7 o'clock, and they have 48 hours. They're out there with chainsaws and all the magical stuff that they do to make these big ice sculptures come together. You can go and check that out. I think tomorrow night, 8-ish, they're going to announce the winner of the ice carving competition. And then earlier, take the family and spend the afternoon, because earlier in the day, it's the King Boreas Parade.
Yeah.
And so they're going to have the parade start, I think it's 2, and it goes down West 7th and ends right there at Rice Park. So, I mean, just go make a weekend of it.
This is kind of awkward.
What?
Obviously, there's a line in the sand drawn. You're big into King Boreas and his royal court.
Well, yeah.
I'm a ride or die Vulcan. I've been trying to be a Vulcan for years. They only do men, but I feel like I'd make a great Vulcan. I used to have a crush on like all the Vulcans, and they used to draw like V's on our faces. And I used to think, God, I cannot wait to grow up and be a Vulcan. I'm all about warm weather. I love the Vulcans. Do you remember Grant growing up? And did you have that at all, where the Vulcans would run in and like cause chaos in places?
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah,
mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
It's all fun. I mean, it's a lot of fun.
Like
you're the disruptor.
Yeah, like King Boreas and Klondike Kate must be nice, but no, thank you.
And all the queens of snows,
they're
queen of snows,
beautiful. And they wear corsets. They're gorgeous. Okay.
But anyway, there's a lot going on.
I didn't realize that was all going down yet.
And you can go to, there's the snow sculptures, the state fairgrounds. There's an orchid show at Como Park Zoo and Conservatory. I mean, there are literally events all weekend everywhere, Winter Carnival. So just maybe, look at the list, pick a couple for your family, and head out. Bundle up and head out.
That's true.
That's my pick.
There's a lot going on this weekend. Not only besides the Winter Carnival, mm-hmm. you've got Hockey Day Minnesota going on this weekend, which started Thursday and ends up on Sunday. But the big day is Saturday. It's in White Bear Lake. You've got a lot of high school games followed up by the Buffalo Sabres playing the Minnesota Wild. But Stillwater girls will play White Bear Lake girls at 9:30 a.m. on Saturday. 1 p.m. Hermingtown will play Matamidi, the boys team. And then at 4:30, Hill Mary will play White Bear Lake, the boys team. And then it follows up at 8 p.m. on Saturday with the Sabres playing the Wild. So Hockey Day in Minnesota is a big thing. It's this year. It's in White Bear Lake. There's also Warming House with a bunch of music. There's events all day long, Saturday, Sunday. So you could check that out. That's kind of fun. And there's also Twins Fest going on this weekend down at Target Field, which tonight it'll be going till 10 o'clock. There are still tickets available. It's from 6 to 10 tonight. Tonight's there are tickets. Tomorrow, unfortunately, it is sold out. There are some on like the secondhand market, but it's a nice way to get in and meet some of the players and get in on some of the they'd have like a garage sale for some of their old apparel that you can buy. So that's kind of fun. And finally, so we got Twins Fest, Minnesota Hockey Day. We've got my buddy Michael Wright is playing out at Victoria on Saturday, and I always promote his band, Michael Wright and the Wrongs. He's playing out at Floyd's in Victoria on Saturday. So if you want to go check him out. So
the Twins Fest thing is tonight, right?
Tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, and they're doing autographs too. Yes. I think at Target Field.
So it's at Target Field. Yeah. Tonight is available. Tickets are still available. Yeah. Tomorrow, like I said, they are sold out, but you can still get in from 6 to 10 tonight. There are tickets on secondhand markets, so you might pay a little bit more. But it's just a nice way. If you're going to bring your kid, they can meet these
players. The stars
are
there. Yeah, Carlos Correa and
everybody. Joe Mauer's going to be there. Even his dad just passed away this last week.
And past and present.
Yeah,
past
and present. So out of all the things you named off, are you going to hit up Twin Fest? Are you going to hit up? You are?
I'm going to Twin Fest tomorrow. Yeah.
Tomorrow. Okay, so everyone has to be on the lookout for Grant.
Yeah, I'll go be there to Twin tomorrow. Fest. I'll be there all day. Yeah.
He will be there. He will also sign something for you.
If you want, we can we can work that out.
We can work out the financial details.
I got
to talk to his agent first. That's super fun. And your friend's band, are you going to that as well?
Yeah, we're going to try to hit that up later that night. So I usually go out to see him play. So.
See, I just found out. I mean, I kind of knew this about Grant. He's a doer as well.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
No.
And Matt is not at all.
I mean a doer. Like just
goes out and does things.
Yeah, no. I don't.
There's just baseball and my friends.
No.
That's it. I can do baseball and my friends.
No, I think that's great.
You know, when your household goes to bed around 6 p.m. weeknights. And making it to 8 or 9 on the weekends is a victory for us. That's our life.
You both go to bed at that time.
Yeah,
what time do you have to be at the station?
Kyle is an absolute sweetheart of a partner, and he has adopted my wacko nuts schedule. And the dogs are on our schedule too. So like if we have people over on the weekend and we're having like a party like till 8 or whatever or 9 or my gosh if we see 10, the dogs will just like bloop, flop over out. At 6 p.m. and they're dead asleep in the middle of the room.
Our dogs will tell us when it's bedtime too. We have that.
But it's so early for us because that's what they do during the week.
What time does Kyle start work?
Yeah, that's my question.
He gets up and he works kind of remotely on his laptop from home. But you know, I'm out the door at 3 in the morning, and
he gets up at the same time.
My alarm goes off at 2:30. I know I'm pretty efficient in the morning. I'm up at 2:30 and out dressed, ready to go at 3. It's like bloop, car wash and go. He gets up around 3, kind of slowly, and deals with the dogs and does all that, and then he'll go to the gym when it opens at 5, and then he'll go to work.
A doer.
You just blew me and Grant's brain.
Yeah. And then he comes home like 3:30, 4 o'clock, and we'll hang out, have a couple hours, and we go to bed between 6 and 7. Like,
oh my God. Yeah. I have a separate bedroom for that very reason because we can't. Yeah. Lily works nights and I work. We have our own. We have a sleep divorce.
We bought one of those beds that, you know, how they do like the bowling ball with the wine glass that, like,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You can't wake up the other person by getting in because
it work? Therapeutic. Is it a real thing?
Because I love going to bed early and my husband will, like, I don't know.
Puts in whenever.
Yeah, dink around until like 11 or 12 and I'm in bed. Like, I'm in bed like 10:30 at least.
One time over the holidays, I know we got to go, but real quick, over the holidays, we had his family visiting. His stepmom was there, and she's like a night owl, right? Mm-hmm. And so like, I went to bed, and then I had to work the next day, and she was like up in the living room watching like whatever on the TV, and then like I get up to go to work, and she's like still up, and she goes, "Oh hi," and I'm like, "Are you still up from the night before?" She still hadn't gone to bed at 2 o'clock. It was so weird.
You're like this is role reversal right now. Like you should be partying hard, rolling in at 2:30,
and she should be. I know it was amazing. It was kind of funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All right, up next, I want to tell you that we are doing something, but we both all have no idea what, and I'm into that.
I know what it is.
We're going to get the rest of the
I found my lost page of the snowplow name finalists. I pulled a Julia and my papers got shuffled. Sorry.
No, it's perfect. It's his namesake. We are filling their shoes and you are in Julia's spot.
I'm really,
it's perfect.
Really,
I'm daddy.
You.
Why?
Thank you.
So we'll run down those other names that I've skipped over so, negligently earlier.
Yeah, we got a lot of good stuff here. Loj sans Loj. All right, everybody. It's Friday night. We're about to get freaky. But before
you didn't
we do.
Excited. It's Friday night.
Like, I also like to contain myself. I'm just a mini Rocco. This is me as excited as just kidding.
I was going to say.
I'm actually pretty excitable. Hollywood's speaking.
It's,
we've had a lovely time,
Matt
Belanger.
Thank you for having us
for us
into your ears today.
We have had a one. We are a couple now. Unfortunately.
So, like,
are we
Brad Jolene.
We are a throuple.
We need to come up with our combined name.
You work on that.
No, I'm not working on that. I got plow names, but what do you got?
I was just going to say, we may have done a disservice, but we've also carried the Loj torch. We did lose a piece of paper, and we did not give all the snowplow names, and we're not going to give them all.
Well, let me get it. I got to find it. Hang on.
Okay, we're not going to give you them all, but
they
love
their printouts.
We did find some really fun ones that we want to make sure we hit up.
There was a whole page of these names that. So anyway, here's the deal. MnDOT's naming these plows again. It's the third year they've done this.
Snow plows.
And they will pick 8, and they will actually put the name on the side of the plow. So if you were out and you see a plow pushing the snow, you might be able to see, the one that you voted for or whatever. It's kind of fun. You can go online and vote.
We're taking a negative, like living in Minnesota.
Yes, and embracing.
Snows and ice. And we're going to say, let's name these big things.
So anyway, there's a bunch more of these names that are on this page that I had lost, including Blizzo, which is the one that, Grant
Iconic
reminded us of.
That's awesome. We've got a connection.
Yeah, Hannah, the old social media director here. That is her mother's name. So I love it. Blizzo.
Beyond Slay.
Oh,
cute, love.
I feel like that could be a verb, like when you Beyonce slum. Slay? I can't even say
that. No, when you do something so well, Beyonce slayed.
Like I Beyonce slayed that. It's hard to say, though.
You know who didn't Beyonce slay this segment?
Who?
Matt Belanger.
Hush.
Read that wrong,
We're going to be nice to everybody.
I love you.
Nice to each other. Blader Tot Hot Dish.
Nope.
Blades of Flurry.
Maybe.
Bladezilla.
Like. I like simple, and I don't like when they're
witty. They've got to be witty. Witties, right?
Yeah, I like
Blob,
that.
Blob. Bobsled Dylan.
Bobsled Dylan. That would get Dylan. Rocco would get that.
Bobsled Dylan. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Nope.
Too much.
Buzz Ice Clear.
Nope.
Camp Scoopy.
That's
cool.
But here you guys go. It's not Camp Snoopy.
But it's a throwback. That's the point. Like, if you're Minnesotan, you know
it. I get it. It just took me, I guess I had to get in the mind frame of
like this
remembering
too. Sorry. Stand down. Clark Blizzwald.
I love that
one. That one's cute.
I will not. My child was named wrong, and now I have to live with this forever. I will not let that movie carry on. My only thing in life is to try to kill that movie. And so anything.
The Christmas Vacation?
Because of this.
Why?
Because why Grant is giggling now.
Why is he giggling?
Just give it a second.
I named my kid Margo.
Margo.
Oh, I don't know Margo.
Something had to break the window. Something had to hit the stereo.
And why is the carpet all wet, Todd?
I don't know, Margo.
So my whole life mission is to now not acknowledge that as a movie and try to kill that before Margo hits the stereo. Because everybody, including when I told Jason that, he goes, I can't believe you named your kid Margo. I'd seen that movie, but it never resonated.
There are t-shirts with that on there.
That's pretty...
I named my child that, and that's happening right now.
This is a long list, so buckle up. Cleopatra, like Cleopatra.
It's cute.
Cleopatra.
I also think it's kind of nice when it has something to do with Minnesota.
For cold time's sake, like for old time's sake.
I will not.
Freeze Louise. I don't understand that.
Jeez,
one.
Louise. Jeez. That's a Minnesota thing.
Yeah. I came, I thaw, I conquered.
That's cute.
Love it.
It's a squall world after all.
Not gonna lie, I feel like I'm over these names.
Just scraping by.
I feel like Matt, you're doing a homework assignment.
Just stop.
And we are not
okay, I'm gonna go really
it.
Fast. Buckle
no,
up.
No, we're not that into it.
Kim
it's okay.
Kardashian through
guys,
the snow.
We could do some,
Melton John. Hold on, I'm looking. Miracle on Ice. That's good. One plow, two plow, red plow, blue plow.
Is this like a news thing? Like we have to listen
Scoop,
to you?
There it is. Sir Plows a Lot. Skull Plow. Sleetwood Mac. These are music related. Snow and
Tell. Oh, thank God. Okay, I'm so glad. I'm so glad it's you and I, Grant.
That's it. Whatever.
Like, here's the thing.
Go online and vote.
I'm about to go home to a dad who's going to give me a lot of dad jokes. So, like, the last thing I need. I think the thing is what we should come up
Grant.
With is, like, what does resonates with you?
I've never had the dump button used on me before.
Oh,
I didn't even use a profanity.
No.
That's not how we're going to tell it.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Yep.
You should do it, like, on and off with him. So it's just like... Snow, bleep, snow.
That would be really funny. Stop it!
Matt, control your temper and your language, please, sir. This isn't like that rowdy newsroom down there.
Yeah, no.
We can't just say whatever we want.
This place makes the newsroom look like a monastery.
Makes it look like a newsroom.
We don't even know what a moral clause is here. So.
We're still working on that one.
Figuring what that is here.
This has been fun. We thought
moral clause was Santa's brother.
Oh, God. And you're... You're yelling at me about bad plow names, and you just said that? That's it. You're canceled. I gotta go.
Oh. I've been canceled for years. Okay, wait. We need to really talk about... I've got one more.
What, there's more? I thought this was over.
No.
No, we gotta get something in here.
Okay.
Hey! I'm just kidding.
We've had all this controversy around Lisa Rinna. She got kicked out of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes.
And it was kind of a big deal because she was, like, death gripping to that job. Well, she's been posting like crazy lately. And I do have to talk about this. Do you guys think there is something that is signifies somebody is unwell on social media when they start overposting?
Yeah, Britney Spears, case study.
Thank you.
Oh.
That's a touchy subject around here, but I agree with you.
No, I'm just saying.
No, like, but Britney Spears, you can't say because she is. No, because let me say, give me a second, gentlemen.
You got a minute.
Because she has not aged fully in the right way. She got famous at a young age and then her rights were taken away from her.
Got it.
Yes. But I'm just saying, because of that, she's still at like a teenager age in social media.
But the point here was. Social media posting in a certain way indicating there's a problem, that's kind of a problem. And
but like,
it was revealed.
Do you think it's also because she's
fault.
Like a teenager-esque brain right now?
She has had a lot of setbacks when it comes to social development,
yes.
I guess you could put it that way. And yeah, so that may be a part of it. I hope it is. That's why this one is kind of like a gray line for me. But in any other situation, any erratic behavior on social media always brings up a caution.
It's a red flag. Yeah.
Yes. And I do think, the overposting and the things is something to be said where you go, things aren't well. The minute somebody starts talking good about their husband on social media, I get worried for them.
Where can we find Maddie? Where can we find you, buddy?
5 Eyewitness News starting at 4:30 in the morning weekdays.
Yes.
I've had fun. Thank you for having me here.
We love it. And we got a lot of great programming this weekend, all starting at what time, Grant?
8 a.m. tomorrow.
Awesome. That's My Talk 107.1. And that's all I got.
Yeah. Have a safe and fun weekend.